Welcome back to the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and welcome to episode 27. Today we're going to be interviewing our permanent farm helpers, Emma and Liam.
You know, hi!
Liam, you want to say hi?
Hi!
So we were going to interview Mickey this week, but she went to another farm, a blueberry farm, to learn about their operation there. But she's supposed to be back in 2 weeks. So we'll get an interview with her at that time on what she's learned and her experiences with being a woofer. So, but today we're going to talk to our permanent farm helpers here and get their take on some of the things that happen here at the farm. But before we get to that, I want to remind you about havenhomestead.com. That's our website. Once again, havenhomestead.com. And there you can find all about our upcoming events, like the 3-day sustainable living and homesteading skills workshop. You can learn about our podcast, or you can hear all of our podcasts. You can see all the things that we have for sale, our woodcrafts and different goings on the farm. Also pictures of these two rambunctious children. And also please consider supporting us at patreon.com/havenhomestead. We have some really great supporters out there, and I want to say thank you to all those that are supporting us so far. And you're really helping us to help others live more sustainable lives and learn how to better our world through sustainable practices. I think that takes care of it. So, Emma and Liam, what are your guys' favorite things on the farm? Emma first. What are some of your favorite things on the farm?
Well, I like to help my mom in the garden, give fruits and vegetables, and I like helping
What vegetables do we have on right now?
Well, right now what we have is we have some tomatoes, we have cucumbers, we have lettuce, we have salad stuff.
Green beans?
We have green beans. We have lots of stuff in our garden, but what I like to help is I like to pick, like, the tomatoes, the cucumbers. I like helping my mom. And I also like feeding our chickens, our rabbits, our dogs, and the chicks. It's really fun on my farm.
Liam, what are some of your favorite things about the farm?
Me have a good farm with chicks and rabbits and dog. My dog name is Ranger.
Your dog's name is Ranger.
Right? And him have a really good time with guests.
He has really good time with guests?
And...
yep. He sure likes them, doesn't he?
And me chicks being with the moms.
How many chicks do we have?
Three.
We have three, yep.
Then a rabbit. Rabbit does a really good job. And then have a good eating food.
So the rabbits do a really good job?
Huh?
And they eat lots of food?
Huh? And then some poop fertilizes the plants.
That's right. We use their manure to fertilize the plants. That's very good.
And the manure really good to do the plants.
It's really good for the plants too. Yeah. Why do the plants need manure?
For them to grow way up tall like a tree.
That's right. For them to grow way up tall like a tree. Good job. Thanks. Uh-huh. Emma, did you have something else that you wanted to say?
Well, when I want to grow up, I would really like to come to people's houses and ask them if they have animals and plants they need help growing or...
So you want to help people to have better farms and how to raise their
lands.
Animals
mm-hmm.
and vegetables and stuff better?
And I'm really happy to
Well, what do you want to do before you grow up? When, like, maybe in a few years, because you're 6 right now, right? So maybe when you're 8 or so, you can have your own little business. What kind of thing would you like to do?
Maybe if I go and I'm 8, I would just hang out and help my mom and dad make the farm better. And
So you just want to work around here at
yeah,
8?
I'll just
Maybe some chores for money or something?
do chores. I'll just hang out and help my dad. I'll work. I'll be on the farm. That's
That's
what I'll
good.
be.
Yeah, oh, that's good. We always need helpers here. And that'd be good. Then we can you could earn some money that way, right? And you could save it. Yep, you got a good little piggy bank saved up. That's
Yep, that has $1 in it.
Oh, only has $1 now.
I can't find the other ones.
Uh-oh. You kind of went on a shopping spree, huh, and bought some toys and stuff.
Yeah, but I
Went to some
still have
yard
like a
sales.
couple dollars, like five, maybe five more.
Oh, man.
And I don't know where they are. But let's get to the podcast now. Stop talking about it.
This is okay to talk about things like that on the podcast. Liam, when you get in a couple years, when you're old enough, because you're 5 now, so in a few years, when you're old enough to have a business and make some money, what do you want to do?
To make money for my dad and me and my sister and my mom and
No, what kind of job do you want to do?
to get the farm
You
to
said earlier you want to do eggs.
yes, want to eggs and make the farm have a lot of eggs to sell.
Yep.
And selling is a really good job. And the job, how to get the eggs ready?
Gotta get the eggs ready. What do you have to do to get eggs ready for sailing for selling?
To have a lot of eggs and an egg garden stay for 8 weeks, or maybe 0, 3, 4, 5, 6. And have a really good job.
So, what do you do to get more eggs from the chickens? What do you have to do for chickens to get
Do
eggs?
feed them.
Yeah, feed them.
Do have a really big belly.
Yeah, make sure that they have a full craw, right? That in the front, that belly, that kind of thing they have.
And the stuff really good to do for days and days and
Do
days.
you know what we give them to make their shells hard?
So strong.
What is the thing that we put in their food to give them so their shells get strong? Do you remember what it's called?
Some muscles. Oyster shells.
Oyster shells. Thank you, Emma, for your help. That's right. We give them some oyster shells to make the eggs nice and strong, right? So after you gather eggs from the chickens, then what do you have to do before you sell them?
Feed them again. Warm them up. Wash them and warm them up.
Wash them and warm them up? Why do you gotta warm them up?
To make them really warm to have chicks.
Oh, if you're gonna make them have chicks, but what if you just want to eat them? What if you just want to use them like in the kitchen?
Wash them, then put it in a bucket in a bowl. Then you want to sell it, wash it, put it in a car for 3, 4, 5, or 6. Or them weeks. Did the awesome job.
So eggs can keep for a long time on the counter, right? Is that what you're saying? That they'll keep in a carton for a few weeks on the counter. Yep. And then when you're ready to sell them, you just wash them up and sell them to the people. That way that they can have good farm eggs. And I think that that's of one of the we don't really sell our produce, and we don't well, we haven't sold many rabbits, but I think the eggs are what we've made the most money on this year. And I think that's a good business opportunity, Liam. I think that's a good idea of things to do. So, Emma, you were going to say when you get older, what do you want to do when you grow up?
When I will get older, I would help my mom and dad and maybe butcher a rabbit if I'm willing to do it.
Yeah?
Yes, but I just like to help my mom and dad.
What about for a job when you, like, grow up?
When I grow up, I'm going to go help guys make their farms more healthy, like
okay,
I said.
Okay, that's right. Really. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You did say that. So you're going to make people so maybe consult or something like that.
And I would also like to teach people.
Oh, yeah. We like teaching people here, right?
Like teaching how to butcher animals, like we do.
Right. Good. Good, good. Liam, when you grow up and you're a daddy, what do you want to do for a job?
And go to the Philippines and help some dogs to be healthy.
You want to go to the Philippines and help their dogs be healthy?
And get them eggs from their chickens. And the chickens trying to have the eggs really hard to crack open is a like a egg, and the egg really good to do.
When you're an adult, you want
to go to the
Philippines and help people with their dogs and their chickens that are trying to have eggs. And that's very narrow. Emma's about to blow a gasket here. I thought you said earlier that you want to be a farmer.
Farmer and go to the Philippines.
Oh, a farmer and go to the Philippines and help people with their dogs. Okay, cool. Well, it changes. It changes all the time what they want to do someday. Emma before said that she wanted to have a factory that makes whatever you think of, and it's going to be something like, let me say, I have the video, something about
the Dream Factory,
because whatever you dream, that's what they would make there. And you'd live in an RV and drive around.
I will sleep at my job sometimes, and oh. I would live in a house, but I would take my RV and eat my breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And Liam said he'd just hang out with his sister all the time. This is a little while ago. This is like a 6 months ago or something when I was hearing all these stories.
If one of my tires popped, I would just stay the night in my RV. So.
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of what they're for, because they're kind of like a house on wheels.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I'm going to have an RV.
Yeah.
And if Liam uses his wife's car, I'm just going to tow it back with my RV.
Oh, really? If he uses his wife's car, then you'll just tow it back? Because yeah. You guys are going to carpool to the factory? You're going to ride together in the car, in the RV?
And if he forgets to use his car, he can just borrow my RV with me.
Oh, cool.
Since I'm going to have nice so much room.
Yeah, totally, lots of room.
Too much.
Yeah. Well, you guys, thanks very much for your awesome interview. And is there anything else that you would like to tell the podcast people? Okay, you need to take turns. So we've been starting with Emma, so we'll start with Liam this time. So Liam, is there something that you would like to tell the podcast people about maybe our farm or about whatever you want to do?
Doing the really good job with us. Farm. And this farm really good to have people there, like woofers.
Our farm is really good guests. To have people here, like woofers and guests, yeah.
And having a really good job with him and them and her and them and her. And all of them have a good time at this farm. And
they'll all have a good time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Liam. Emma, do you have something you'd like to tell the podcast people?
Yes.
the Havenites?
Well, what I like to do is sometimes I go outside on the farm and just do my job. Like I said, I hang out, help my mom and dad. I just do my job sometimes, but sometimes I play with my brother.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sometimes your job is just to play with your brother.
Yep.
And you guys just started homeschool, right?
Yep.
Yesterday.
It's our second day.
Yeah. Yesterday was the first day, and it was the eclipse, and they had a good science class.
It was a blast.
Yeah, and ate moon pies, and made eclipse viewers, and it looked like it was a lot of fun.
It was so fun. We made viewers out of cereal boxes.
Yeah, made their viewers out of cereal boxes. They looked really nice. Looked like they worked really good, didn't they?
Yeah, and
worked really well.
And we got like Apple Jacks and Cheerios, and they looked like the sun or the moon.
Oh yeah, you guys using your imagination, huh?
Yeah, and I ate two moon pies.
Yep, everybody got two moon pies because it was a special event.
It was
nothing like getting sugared up and watching a solar eclipse, right?
Yep, it was a blast. No.
Liam, how do you like homeschool?
To have a really fun time and paint a flower pot.
Oh, do you guys do that today? Painted your flower pots?
Yep.
And you also, Emma's right now working on sight words, spelling the sight words, right? Because you can read them already.
I spelled volcano, people, and stars.
Spelled volcano?
Yep.
And eclipse.
People and stars.
And I think eclipse. There's another one. Oh, and eclipse.
And thank you, Liam, for helping.
And
yeah.
All right.
Good job. That is great. Liam, what did you do today?
To have school time and work on the farm.
So what did you do in school time? Are you still working on letters? Letters and numbers? Mm. What are you working on?
Paints.
You just painted today?
and what? Paints. He's working on practicing his words, reading them.
Oh, yeah.
And writing.
Sounding out the letters and stuff like that. Mm. Good. All right, well, thanks, guys, for your wonderful interview, and I guess that'll wrap it up.
You're welcome for that lovely interview.
Good, good. All right, well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That is the interview with Emma and Liam, and it's a little bit short today of our 20-minute mark, but might as well keep a good thing good and not ruin it with me droning on. So, once again, thanks for listening. This has been the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. Thanks for listening.